The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
KMOX Sports from the new bold BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
Quick pass into the front court. Bang! A quick first touch for Gibson Jimerson for three.
Billikens taking it out of the net. Sideline break. Nice job, Gibby, getting to the spot.
Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. with the call yesterday on KMOX. Get used to that because Gibson Jimerson was red hot with six threes, 28 points. Billikens won it 95-44 over Avila University. Bob Ramsey joins us live now. Good morning, Rammer.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good to talk with you.
Great to talk with you. And without Robbie Avila, the Billikens were firing on all cylinders. Now, granted, we have to consider that Avila is an NAIA team. We appreciate them coming in and giving it a go. But that said, the Billikens shot the ball very well for the most part. I mean, they were out there launching threes against Avila.
Yeah, you know, in a game like that, the main thing you want to do is play the game the right way, and the right way means the way the coach wants you to play it, you know? And I think the Billikens, except for maybe the first 10 minutes of the game, except for that, I think they did everything Coach Schertz wanted them to do. Handled the ball, didn't turn it over, found the open spots, found the open men, and made the extra and or correct pass. The defense got much, much better. Didn't give up too many easy looks and those sorts of things. So I think in that kind of a game, as you point out, what is good? Well, I think what they did was good in accomplishing Coach Schertz's goals.
I agree with you. And some players that stood out to me, obviously Kellen Thames. I mean, and Jimerson was great. Kellen Thames is a player. Man, is he something. He can do it all. But you know who jumps out at me that I had not seen yet is Amari McCautry. McCautry's good. Big point guard, Rammer. What do you think of him?
You know, Coach told us that they think eventually he'll be kind of a combo guard as his shot comes along, as he matures. But with his ball handling ability, his ability to shoot, his size, you know, his length for a guy who ostensibly is a point guard, it's really amazing. But what I saw and what I love in a point guard, and you got to have it, is vision. And he probably could have had easily 10, 12 assists yesterday afternoon. I think he's got a bright future. I know that the coaching staff loves both of their two freshmen and think they both are going to eventually contribute a great deal, both Amari and Max Picard. So, yeah, I agree with you. He was pretty good.
Yeah, Picard's kind of fun. 6'10 forward who can dribble the basketball is interesting. McCautry, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Can't leave out Larry Hughes the second. He knocked down 5 threes. That was a great sign. Just overall, what is Josh Schertz going to try to accomplish this week as he takes on Loyola Marymount on Saturday?
Well, he told us that obviously Loyola Marymount is a different animal. They're out of the West Coast Conference. The Billikens will also play at San Francisco, so they're going to try and win 2 conference championships because they also played Santa Clara. Now, that was the first game. That was a loss. Loyola Marymount is probably a middle-of-the-pack West Coast Conference team, which means they're pretty good. I think on any given season, the West Coast Conference is probably, you know, along with the Missouri Valley Conference, the Atlantic 10, the Mountain West, all in that second tier group behind the Big Five. And so if you're in the middle of the pack in one of those leagues, you're a pretty good basketball team. And Loyola Marymount, what's interesting, Tom, is they've got two names that people will recognize. Porter out of, yes, the Columbia, Missouri Porters. The youngest is playing for them. He had 19 in his first game with Marymount. And Chris Carrawell's kid plays for them. So that'll be kind of a fun thing to go along with just the basketball matchup itself. Oh, and one other thing. Former Billiken coach Lorenzo Romar now is an assistant at Loyola Marymount.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday.
I can't wait to give him a big hug. I miss that guy. Good
yes.
man. Before we go, just real quick, SLU Women's Soccer, a 3-1 win over UMass. They win the A-10 for the 7th straight year and now await their NCAA tournament location. Katie Shields has done it again, Raymer.
7 straight. I made it a doubleheader at the Jewel of Midtown yesterday, and the Billikens were, even though it was 1-1 at half, they carried the play the entire game, and I'm excited for them to win again. It never gets old, of course, and I think it's time. I really want to see them make a nice run in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, that's a big challenge, but that's what you're in it for, to meet challenges head on and try and advance. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's likely that the Billikens will get a first round NCAA tournament home game Friday or Saturday, probably. So that announcement will come out late today. So it'll be fun.
That would be awesome. Appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy your Monday.
Hey, it's good to see you on the TV sidelines, my friend. We're going to have a lot of fun together this year.
Yes, we are. It's great calling games on the other side of the court from you. That is Bob Ramsey, the Billiken Hall of Famer, voice of the Billikens, with us on KMOX.